Now here's number two, brother, in which we have to put a proper knot, suitable knot. Okay, Brother Farooq, are you ready? Khadijatu, see Khadijatu, not tun, Khadijatu, it's definite. No need for al, proper noun. Taliba, tun, and what will be the knot? Brother Farooq, can you think of a suitable knot? No, mujtahidun is for muzakkar. Naat has to match manut. Naat is a muannas. Manut is a muannas. So naat has to be. So what will you, how will you make mujtahidun into muannas? MashaAllah. Mujtahidatun. Got the idea? Brother Farooq? You remember, huh? By adding ta marbuta, I made mujtahidun into muannas. Got the idea? Mujtahidatun. Very good. But these are the fundamentals of language we are learning. What are these? These are the fundamentals of language we are learning. Fine. Brother Hassan?
Khalidun, Tajirun, Ghaniyun.
Ghaniyun. MashaAllah. Khalidun, Tajirun, Ghaniyun. Fine. Translation?
Khalid is a rich merchant.
He's a rich merchant. Merchants are never poor. You cannot say Khalidun, Tajirun, Fakirun. That won't suit. Okay, Badar, Abdus Samad. Number three.
Al-Arbiyatu.
Logatun.
Logatun.
No, given a Sahalat.
Sahalat. Sahalatun.
MashaAllah. Sahalatun. Muannas, because the manut is muannas. Badar Abdus, Badar Salman.
Al-Usbu.
But I don't see Tahiratun here. Tahirun. So? Saghirun. See? MashaAllah. Our mind will say, if it is not Tahiratun, I will say Tahirun and then Saghirun. Not Saghiratun. Brother Abdul Qadir? At-Tuffahu. Faqi. Brother, you tell me, brother. Where are you, brother? You must work hard in the at home. Write down, take this challenge seriously, Abdul Qadir. You see, I'm little worried about young people. So many things going in their lives. Sometimes they cannot concentrate. They will say, I'll do tomorrow. The light is on, let's go and acquire the knowledge and sacrifice ourselves. They will say, you carry on, I'll follow you. Then we will become machar. We want to become parwana. Are you with me? Are you with me, brother? Do you know the meaning of parwana? Parwana. Yes, parwana is the one who sacrifices himself seeking the noor, the ilm. Al-ilmu noorun. Write down this sentence, brother. Al-ilmu noorun. What is the meaning of it, brother? The knowledge is light. Where is Mubtada? Al-ilm. And where is the khabar? Noorun. See? Okay. So, okay, brother, do it properly, brother. Otherwise, you won't progress, brother. What is your sentence, number fifth? So, at-tuffahu faqihatun. Are you with me? At-tuffahu faqihatun. Okay. Next one. Do you want to put a naat? Tufahu faqiyatun kabiratun. Fine, you want to make apples. I don't know where you get big apples. Okay. Lazizatun. What will you say? Lazizatun. 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 Okay. Fine. Be careful, brother. I think samosas are coming on your way. Okay. Now, Brother Muhammad.
Ana mudarrisun.
Jadidun. Jadidun. MashaAllah. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Now the rest I will do. Muhammadun, Tabibun, Shahirun, Jadidun, whatever you Kadimun, Al-Inkliziyatu, Logatun, Sabatun. Okay? Anta Talibun, Mujtahidun, Naam. Al-Kahiratu, Madinatun, Madinatun, Kabiratun. Okay. Now, brother, we have to give Manut. Naat is already there. We have to provide a manut. Okay, Sister Salma, start. Al-Arbiyatu. MashaAllah. Arbiyatu Logatun Sahalatun. Abir. Ana.
Ana Talibun Kadimun.
MashaAllah. Sister Sukhaina.
Ammarun
Tajirun Ghaniyun. MashaAllah. Sister Naima. هذا كلامٌ. If you say كلامُ, then you are making it into بدل. هذا كلامٌ مكسور. If you say هذا الكلامُ مكسورٌ, then you did not bring منوط. Okay, the sentence is correct, but the meaning is different. Okay, when you say هذا كلامٌ مكسورٌ, this is a broken pen. If you say هَذَا الْكَلَمُ مَكْسُرٌ, this pen is broken. So there is a two different meaning. Inshallah. Yes, Sister Maimuna. Say it again. Number four. Yes. Of course, anything you want. Without alif. Without alif. Because we are not making badals here. We are making manauts here. And sister, that's a good thinking. Sister Maimuna. See, maksurun is muzakkar. Are you with me? Muzakkar. So any muzakkar will fit here. Hada babun maksurun. Hada baitun maksurun. Hada masjidun maksurun. Anything. Okay? You can even say هذا رجل مكسور. He is a broken man. Maybe he lost everything, you know. Okay, fine. Where are we now, Sister Sister Faiza? Kasla. No. Kaslanu is diptot. It does not have tanween. We are going to learn. Very good, brother. Here comes Kaslanu. See, these are on certain patterns. We are going to learn more about that. I don't want to go in detail now. But later on, brothers and sisters, most of the nouns, you will find they come on certain patterns. That's the beauty of Arabic. See, Kaslanu. Jav'anu. Do you see a pattern there? Atshanu. Ghadbanu. Okay, mal'anu. These are all certain pattern, and these are all, what are they? Diptot. They don't have tanween. It can have al, but it will not have tanween. No tanween. And when you decline them, kaslanu will become kaslanu, kaslana, and again kaslana. Just think of Fatimatu, Fatimata, Fatimata. Or think of Zainab, if you like Zainab, say Zainabu, Zainaba, and again Zainaba. It will not go down. Even when it is Majroor, we will know it is Majroor, but it will stay Zainaba. Zahabtu, I went, Ila Zainaba. Harfjar came, Ila Zainaba. Zahabtu ila Muhammadin, but Zahabtu ila Zainaba. Why? It's diptot. Remember this, inshallah. I'll be repeating it, brother. Ana jav'anu, not nun. Jav'anu. Single fat. Dhamma. Anta jav'anu, are you hungry? La ana atshanu. لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم؟ Why is the teacher angry today? Because while he was coming, he got a ticket from the cop. Yesterday, I said he did not get halwa puri in the breakfast. No, I'm just joking. There is, has to be a reason for his getting angry. Al-kubu mal'an. The cup is full. Okay, brothers and sisters? Al-kalimatu? Yes.
Is there a madda on the alif? Mal'anu?
Mal'anu. Yes, there is a madda on alif. Mal'anu. Mal'an. Yes, sukun on lam. You're correct, brother. Sukun on lam. Okay. So, al-kalimatu? Kalimatul jadid. I'm leaving this. You can inshallah read it. Read it loudly. We start now with Naat Manut. When the Manut is definite noun, so Naat is now definite noun. And try to figure out. Okay? Ainal Mudarrisu. Where is the Mudarris? Huwa fil fasli. Huwa Mubtada. Fil fasli. Jar Majroor. Shibu Jumla. Khabar. Very good. وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ See, الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ So what is الْجَدِيدُ? Naat. Where is Manut? Why it is, the Naat is Marfu? Because the Manut is Marfu. Why Naat is definite? Because the Manut is definite. Are you with me, brother and sister? Excuse me. Now, brother, we are learning here another new noun, brother. وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَارِسُ الْجَدِدُ And where is the new teacher? هُوَ عِنْدَ الْمُدَيْرِ Now, brother, can you see? عِنْدَ الْمُدَيْرِ So the question will come to you that مُدِيرِ is majrur. Why? عِنْدَ So you will say, I learned that if there is a harf jar, then the ism becomes majrur, or if there is a zarf, then the ism also becomes mudafilahi and it's majrur. So what is in the zarf? Zarfu makan. He is with the headmaster. Are you? Fine. Aina talibul jadidu. Do you see now? How will you translate? Where is the new student? The new student. Okay. ذهب إلى المكتبة brothers and sisters what is ذهب now جملة فعلية جملة فعل where is the فعل where is the فاعل مستتر تقديره هو I'll be using this word تقديره do not be gabrified by a few days you will get used to it تَقْدِيرُهُ هُوَ Or هِيَ Or أَنْتَ Or نَحْنُ Or أَنَا Doesn't matter. Okay? So, تَقْدِيرُهُ هُوَ What is the meaning of it? The estimation of it is he. What is it? The estimation of it is he. Estimation of it is he. Okay. So this is, I'll be using this this now, whenever it comes. So inshallah, slowly it will register in your mind. Okay. So, ذَهَبَ فِي الْمَادِ There is the فاعل. فاعل is مُسْتَتِر. تَقْدِيرُهُ هُوَ And إِلَى الْمَكْتَبِ جَار مَجْرُور Nothing more. I had a problem, you know. I had a problem. They loved Whenever they say, they saw Jar Majrur, they started saying, Jar Majrur, Shubu Jumla, Khabar. So then I said, how to now stop them from this? So I used to say, Zahaba Fi'al Madi, Fa'al Mustatir, Taqdiru Huwa, Ilal Maktabi, Jar Majrur, Shhh. No more. Jar Majrur, Shhh. Khamosh. Don't say anything more. Okay? Okay, brother. So now we come across another new thing. Man zalika ar-rajul alladhi, man zalika ar-rajul at-tawil alladhi. Now something new, brother. It's in the Quran all the time. Alladhi, alladhina, allati. All the time in the Quran comes. What is this, brother? In English we call it relative pronoun. What is it called?
Relative.
It's there in the key. I hope you will read the key before you come to the class. It will make your understanding even stronger. Alladhi, allati, alladhina. Okay, these are all pronouns. It means they are nouns and it means they are definite. Remember, all the pronouns are definite. Okay, brothers and sisters? So alladhi has two meanings. If it refers to human being, then it is who. And if it refers to other than human beings, then it is which. Which. Okay? So, kharaja ana. Man zalika ar-rajul at-tawil alladhi kharaja al-ana min al-madrasati. How will you translate, brother? Who is this tall man? See, tall man, ar-rajul at-tawil, tall man. Who? And then you'll say, who came out of the madrasa now? Fine, brother? What is the answer? Huwa al-mudiru al-jadidu. Now here you see there is a huwa. And then the khabar is definite noun. So sometimes definite noun can come as a khabar. Sometimes. In this case it is so. He is the. He is the new headmaster. Are you with me? Definite noun. He is the new headmaster. Okay. Huwa Mubtada al-mudiru. Al-mudiru, brother? Khabar. Khabar. No batal, brother. Here in this case, okay. Brother, draw a line after huwa. Draw a line after huwa to separate mubtada and khabar. Okay. So al-mudiru is your khabar. And what is al-jadidu? Naat. MashaAllah. Okay. Manil waladu thagiru alladhi kharaj al-ana min al-fasli. Who is this small boy who came out of the class now? Okay, what is the answer? Wabnul mudiril jadidi. Now, this is something we can analyze, brother. Be careful, brother. Who? I'm putting this sign here. Wabnul mudiril jadidi. Look at it, brother, carefully. What is huwa? Mubtada. Okay. I draw a line. Separate them, brother. Okay. What is ibnu? Khabar. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Brother, you know when you say right answers, I feel a joy, you know, I cannot express it, but it gives me a lot of happiness. Alhamdulillah, you are getting there, inshallah. Okay, brother, then this is your khabar, wa huwa mudaf. And what is this? Mudafili. And what is this? Naat. See, if the manut is definite, naat is definite. If manut is indefinite, naat is indefinite. If the manut is mudakkar, naat is mudakkar. If the manut is singular, naat is singular. Okay? You got the idea? See how it became majroor now. Because mudafilihi. Wabnul mudiril jadidi. Very good, brother. Liman tilka sayaratul jamilatu. How will you answer, translate this, brother? Beautiful car. Yeah. What is the now translation? What is the answer? Hiya. Put a line there. Hiya. Put a line, brothers and sisters. Hiya. Lil mudiril jadidi. So what is li? Harchal. And then? Ishibu jumla khabar. Fine. And what is al jadidi? Naat. Where is manut? مدير ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله الحمد لله اوكي لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير translation brother big big كتاب الكبير is not for كتاب what is the answer no again another question هو للمدير مدرسي is it for the teacher belongs to the teacher لا no هو للطالب الجديدي because manut is majrur the naat became majrur is it clear my brothers and sisters inshallah fine أين الملاكة الصغيرة أين الملاكة الصغيرة where is the small spoon چھوٹی چمچی کہاں ہے Okay. You know that chamchi, the sound makes you laugh, you know.
It was always used in a wrong
context. Wrong connotation, yeah. Hiya fil kubi. Hiya fil kubi. Hiya muptida put a line there. Fil kubi, jar majur, shibu jumla, khabar. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Aynal kursiyul maksuru. Where is the broken chair? So, Al Maksuru, brother, Al Kursiyu, Al Maksuru, Nath Manut. Okay, fine. Huwa Hunaka. Okay, brother? It is over there. Where is Mubtada? And where is the Khabar? Hunaka. What is Hunaka? What is Hunaka? It says Zarf. The first thing I will say Zarf. It's not Mudaf. Hunaka will come on its own. Hunaka is a zarf. Zarfu makan. Okay? And there is no mudafili after that. Fine? So I will say, huwa mubtada, hunaka zarf, shibu jumla khabar. Shibu jumla khabar. Shibu jumla means phrase. Hunaka is a phrase. Over there. So it's a phrase. Okay? So shibu jumla khabar, you will say. I hope you now are not a stranger to shibu jumla. Shibu Jumla, everybody understand. Okay. Tamarinu. Ikra Waktub. Tamarinu. Ikra Waktub. Watch this carefully, brother. Okay, Sister Salman, you read, brother. And translate. Huh? Mustashfa. Tabibul. Kadimu. Mustaf Safi. Mustaf Safi. Okay, Mustaf Safi is clinic. Huh? Okay. Now I will try to analyze it. Pay attention. At-tabibu. At-tabibu. Mubtada, brother. Why are you so hesitant? Mubtada. Fine. And what al-jadidu? Not. There is no khabar yet. It is not, brother. Are you with me? Okay. Don't take second word after Mubtada to be khabar. It can be badal, it can be not. Okay. So, At-Tabibu Mubtada Al-Jadidu not. Where is the khabar? Fil Mustashfa. Jar Majur Shibu Jumla Khabar. What? Wow, Ataf. What Tabibu? Wal Kadimu? Tabibul Kadimu? Tabibul Kadimu? مبتدا نعت في المستوصفي جار مجرور شبه جمله خبر اوكي برادر لوك ات ذس ناو ذا نعت از كامينج فار مبتدا اند ات ويل كم فار خبر اولسو هير ات از كامينج فار الكلم المكسور برادر سلمان وات از الكلم المكسور ذا بروكن پن سو وات از الكلم مبتدا اند وات از Al-Maksur? Not. Where is the khabar? Al-Maktabi. Okay. Now, Sister Abir, you read quickly, Sister.
Al-Mirawahatu?
Ceiling fan. Fee has come, so what will you say, Phil? Ah, mashallah, mashallah. See, your mind immediately felt there was, I did not say correctly. Okay. So where is Mubtada? Al-Mirvhatu. And what is Al-Jadidatu? Na. See, Marfu, Marfu. Muannas, Muannas. Are you with me? Definite? Definite. Fil Gurfati. What is Fil Gurfati? Shubu Jumla Khabar. Chahar Majru, Shubu Jumla. And what is Al-Kabirati? Not. Not for what?
For the
Gurfati. See? Alhamdulillah. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Sister Sukhaina? What a beautiful sentence. Al-Lughatul Arabiyyatu. How will you translate, Sister Sukhaina? Yes, beautiful, and I agree 100%. I agree 110%, brother. Okay? Where is Mubtada? Where is the... What is the next word? It's a Naat. Where is the Khabar? Sahalatun. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Sister Naima? Oh, this is a big sentence. Let me read it. And I will try to... I will. Okay, when I say start a bracket, then you will... And when I say end the bracket, you end it. Because I want to explain you. These are the things, brothers and sisters, I try to explain to you slowly, slowly. Even though they are not easy. But I assure you, by the time you come in the book 3, you will all be jumping with answers. And your answers will all be correct. Al-waladu-tawilu. After tawilu, put a bracket. Alladhi kharaja min al-fasl al-ana. End of bracket. Did you get it, brother? Brother Salman? Brother Abdul Samad? Yes. Brother Farooq, did you see? I said al-waladul tawilu. Then the bracket will start after tawilu. Alladhi kharaja min al-fasl al-ana. Are you with me? Bracket ends. Before Al-Lazi, bracket will start. And after Al-Ana, bracket will end. Talibun min al-Kuwaiti. Okay. Brothers and sisters, if you remove the bracket, I mean the everything in it, the bracket and what is between the bracket, remove it. What is the sentence now? Al-waladu tawilu talibun min al-Kuwaiti. Got the idea? That is what it is. Al-waladu at-tawilu talibun min al-Kuwaiti. So, brother, where is Mubtada? Al-waladu. And what is at-tawilu? Naat. Okay. What is talibun? Khabar. Min al-Kuwaiti jar majr. Brother, if I don't do it, you will be searching all day long where is the Naat and where is the Khabar and she. So what is Al-Ladhi here? Okay, remember I told you, brothers and sisters, are you with me? Ismu Isharas, they are pronouns. They are definite. Ismu Ishara can come as a Mubtada, can come as a Khabar, can come as a Fa'il, can come as a ism majroor, can come as a mudafilehi, anything, because it is a noun. But whenever it will come, and it can come also as a naat, we will learn in book 3, but its form will not change. Similarly, al-ladhi, which is relative pronoun, can come as a fa'il, can come as a khabar, can come as a naat, can come as a ism majroor, anything, depending on the sentence. Now, in this sentence, if I tell you, al-waladut tawilu, the tall boy. Now, I am telling you little extra about that tall boy. What I am telling you? Little extra. So, what will be al-ladhi here? Naat. Are you with me, Sister Salma? I am describing little extra tall, the tall boy. So here it will be come as a naat. Now remember, brothers and sisters, I'm giving you heavy dose, knowing that I'm not fair. But I know I will stand behind you, and you will come every day to the class, and within few days you will become expert, inshallah. So here Al-Ladhi is a, coming as a Naat. Huh? Okay, brothers and sisters? Where is the Manut? Tell me. What will be the Manut for Al-Ladhi if it is Naat? No, brother, Tawilu is a Naat. Al-Waladu. Huh? Are you with me? You didn't feel it? Says Arifa. See, remove Tawilu. Remove Tawilu. Huh? So how will you form Al-Waladul Ladhi? Are you with me? Al-Waladul Ladhi kharaja min al-fasli al-ana. What will you say? The boy who came out of the class? Very good question. She says, why the ending is not there? You know the answer is, Al-Ladhi is Mabni. Bichara gharib hai, ek hi uniform hai uske paas. Are you with me? Only one uniform. Are you with me? Just like Haza, it has got only one form. Huh? Are you with me? So, Manut is, in this case, Al-Waladu. Huh? Because Naat, Al-Tawil, I will say Naat number one, and Al-Lazi is Naat number two. Now, this is a heavy, heavy dose, brother. But I think you are very strong. If I put little extra burden on your shoulder, you won't mind. Huh? Okay? Because it will become very light tomorrow, inshallah. Now, remember, this is something very beautiful. Huh? Very, very beautiful. What is relative pronoun called in Arabic? What did I wrong? Al-Ismul Mausulu. What is it called? What is the English translation of Ismul Mausulu? Relative pronoun. Huh? What is the translation of Ismu Ishara? Demonstrative pronoun. Huh? This is called Ismul Mausula. But in book 3 this will come all the time. But in fact in book 2 also it will come. Al-Ismul Mausula. Now whenever there is a Ismul Mausula, whenever there is a Ismul Mausula, there will be a description. It could be one word, it could be a one sentence, it could be few words. And that we call it Silatul Mausul. What do you call it? Silatul Mausul. Just try to remember, brother. Silatul Mausul. Silatul Mausuli. And this is Al-Ismul Al-Mausul. Now I am also writing to you here something else. And you will tell me, what is the difference? What is the difference between Al-Ismul Mausulu? How did I write down? How did I write down? Al-Ismu Al-Mausulu. Naat Manut. That's the way they write it, the scholars write it. How do they write it? So, Sir Salma, Al-Ismu Al-Mausulu. Naat Manu. Here, what did I write down? Ismul Ishara Ti. So what it became? Mudafili. That's the way they write it. Just keep it in mind. Because eventually you want to become perfect in your knowledge. Okay. Silatul Mausuli. Brother, Silatul Mausuli is something that is connected to the relative pronoun. That is connected to the relative pronoun. Silatul Mausul is something that is connected to the Ismul Mausula. Okay, now look at the sentence properly. Brother? Al-Waladu Tawilul Ladhi. Ladhi is Ladhi is ismu mausula. Ismu mausula. And then what is after that? Kharaja min al fasli al ana. Are you with me? Kharaja min al fasli al ana. Okay. So what kind of a sentence is this? Jumla failure. Kharaja fi'l, where is the file? Mustatir. Taqdiru huwa. Min al fasli jar majrur. Al ana zafu zaman. No brother. Then comes talibun. Are you with me? No, talibun is not connected with allazi. Talibun goes to the alwaladu tawilu. That's why I said, if you say the sentence alwaladu tawilu talibun min al Kuwait, does it make sense? It does make sense. It does make sense. And then الولد الطويل الذي خرج من الفصل الآن. This خرج من الفصل الآن is connected with الذي. What is it connected with? الذي. Are you with me? Do you feel it? الذي خرج من الفصل الآن. So what is this, brothers and sisters? We will call it صلة الموصول. And I will give you many examples. Why did I put that thing in the bracket? First to tell you that allazi is ismu mausula, and the rest of the words were silatul mausul. Please say three times silatul mausul, silatul mausul, silatul mausul means something that is connected with ism mausula. Are you pardon? I still, okay, now I remove a tawilu. I will say, al-waladu alladhi kharaja min al-fasli al-ana. Still, the al-ladhi and silatul mausul are connected with each other. Now, talibun will be khabar, still for waladu. Al-waladu talibun min al-Kuwait. Are you with me, Brother Salman? Remove everything. And you say, al-waladu, the boy, is a student from Kuwait. Now you say al-waladu tawilu, the tall boy, talibun min al-Kuwait. Now you say al-waladu tawilu al-lazi, who came out of the class, is a student from Kuwait. So I will be in the beginning asking you to write, to make a bracket. Brother, it seems today the time is flying. You know, I'm not tired. I don't know whether you are tired. It seems the time, some days, it just flies, you know. Okay, so I will be telling you about Isam Mausul, Silatul Mausul, to prepare you now. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Are you with me? It will come as a one word, it will come as a sentence. You will be able to figure out. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Okay, alladhina came. What is alladhina? Ismam mausula. So then salat al mausul has to come. Where is salat al mausul? Amanu, brother. And then the other statement starts. Are you with me? Inna alladhina kafaru. Okay, ladhina came. So what will come after ladina? Silatul Mausul. Sawa'un alayhim. That is a different sentence. So you will see. Okay? So you will always feel it, and I will make you feel it. When they come, I will try to make you understand. Because brothers and sisters, I have an experience in the last class of our intensive course. They became so strong with Silatul Mausul and everything. Anytime it came in the Quran, they knew what was going on in the sentence. Inshallah, you'll feel it. Okay, brothers and sisters, I'm still going to go ahead. Okay, number 5. Ana fil madrasati thanawiyati. Ana fil madrasati thanawiyati. Ana mubtada, where is khabar? Jayar Majur, Phil Madrasati, and then Athanaviyati is a Nath for Manut is Madrasati. Zahabar Rajulul Fakiru. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Now look at this sentence. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla Meliya. Zahaba, where is the verb? Zahaba. Where is the file? Ar Rajulu, we have the file Mawjood. Okay, file is Rajulu. And what is Al Fakiru? Not for the file. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Brother. Ilal Waziri went to the minister. Jar Majur. And then Khalas. Nothing more. Shh. No more. Okay. Jalasat Talibul Jadidu. See, again another verbal sentence. Where is the fi'l? Jealous. Where is the file? At-talib. And what is the Jadidu doing here? Nath. And what is Khalfa? Zar. And what is? I won't say Shibu Jumla. No, because this is not a Jumla Ismiya. Khalfa? Zarf. And what is Hamidin? Mudafili. Mudafili. Very good. Oh. Okay, brothers and sisters. I don't think we will do the next lesson. We won't start next lesson because I want to make you strong in other areas after the break. Okay.